Party tonight with David E. Stevens. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Here I have with me a jazz guitarist, David P. Stevens, here with me tonight. Welcome, David.
Oh, hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from?
So I'm calling from Philadelphia, which is freezing like I don't know what today, but I can't complain knowing that you're in the Midwest. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, I try to bring entertainment while everybody's having cabin fever, but hopefully everybody's staying warm. Anyone is welcome to call the guest line number right now as we speak. You know the guest line number. Now, tell us all a little bit about yourself, David P. Stevens. Who inspired you to get involved into the jazz music industry? How did your journey begin?
Well, let's see. I remember I had a guitar teacher. His name was Daryl Johnson, one of the best guitar teachers in Philadelphia at the time. And he introduced me to George Benson. And I remember listening to George Benson and trying to copy every single lick and all that stuff that George did. And then probably around, I was about 16 when Norman Brown came out. When I sat down, his Just Between Us album, when that came out, I got so excited. I knew right then that's where I wanted to be, a jazz, temporary jazz artist. So, I was inspired by him.
Wow, at such a young age. So is your whole family music inclined?
Yes, my dad plays piano and sings. He actually used to have a gospel funk band, which was really cool. My brother plays bass, sister plays piano, and my other sister played classical piano for a little while.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you basically can play a lot of instruments. How many is that?
Well, let's see. I play guitar as the main one. Bass is my secondary instrument. And I play keys because I write and produce for a lot of artists. And then I sing. So, but it's funny because, and I always tell this story, I grew up in church, and my father's a pastor, so it was like whoever didn't show up that Sunday, that's what you played. So if bass player left and then come back for like 6 years, so I played bass for like 6 years.
Oh,
just, you know.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you still attend that church? Can you name the church? Can we get that information?
Well, yeah. Sure. The church is called Christ Center Church of God. I don't attend there anymore. I'm actually at another church called Epiphany Fellowship in Philadelphia. But, yep.
Wow. Well, a lot of artists do start off in church, you know. So that is nice. That's cool to know. So what inspired you to start your first album? And can you name that first album and the year it came out, please?
Sure. The first jazz album was 2005, and it was called Timeless. And I felt like I was ready. It was time. You know, I had listened to so much contemporary jazz and grown up on it, and I wanted to try my hand at it. And it's funny because that album is a mixture of fusion jazz and smooth jazz, and it's kind of like where I was at the moment. So very interesting album.
Wow. Thank you for that information. And how do you feel about this new album, Rogue?
Oh, Rogue is close to my heart because it's a breakout album. So, you know, I've got 6 albums out, and all of them have been largely in the smooth jazz arena, and they, you know, that's kind of where I got my platform and everything. But Rogue ventures into more of the fusion jazz and a little bit of soul, a little bit of R&B. And it tells more of a complete story of who I am. So and it just came out. So
yes, I have listened to all the tracks, and thank you for sending me the music. I've been a follower of you for at least 2 to 3 years.
Oh wow!
Even your old music, I still play it. All your albums are good. Matter of fact, you are one of my number one musicians. They got me addicted to smooth jazz. And
oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Yes. And it's like, you disappeared for a minute. I couldn't find you for a while, so I guess you were producing another album. For some reason, I lost you on that last album. I think it was called the Love Something.
Oh, Love City.
Yeah,
right.
I kind of lost him, and then I caught up, and then I'm like, yeah, he's been here. Yeah, he still got it going on. You still are in action. I love your swag, per se.
Thank you. I love your swag.
You are being you, and you seem to be more free at it, and you're really good at it, and I appreciate it. Now, the first song Jazz Party, is it off the Rogue album?
No, that's off of the Love City album, and it featured Vandell Andrew, who was a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Amazing sax player. Yep.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
I love Vandell. Yes. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play another track. This one is called Move With You. Can you tell us a little bit about this one right here?
Yeah, so Move With You actually did really well on the charts. It started, it got picked up on XM Satellite Radio. It features my good friend Marcus Anderson, and I think you'll like it. It's got that little bit of Philly swag to it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right, anybody and everybody, I hope you're all listening. Please call my guest line number. Speak with us tonight. I'll be right back. Move With You, everyone.
Yeah.
You can put anybody in the mood with your music.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, can you give us your website information, please? And tell us any social sites that you're on for any of our listeners out there to be able to follow you up on.
Sure, sure. Everybody listening right now, I want y'all to go to davidpstevens.com. It's davidpstevens.com, and it's with a V, not a PH. And, yeah, and then on there you can find all of my links to all of my social sites. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, all under the name David P. Stevens.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, do you have any new upcoming events? Are you on tour?
Currently, right now, we're working on putting together a tour. I was going to say something about that. You guys got to come out to a show. You got to come see me live and see how we do this stuff live. I have a lot of things going on with the concerts and stuff like that. So we're just in the midst of trying to get the dates locked down.
Oh, okay then. All right. So if you do have any scheduled performances coming up, it would be on your website or any of your social pages?
Yes. Once we start getting all these dates locked in, they'll start popping up everywhere, my social pages and especially my website. Yep.
All right. Thank you for that information. I would like to play another song. This one is called Everybody. Now, I know there's a brief story behind this song right here. I love this one.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, what'd you say? I missed it.
There's somebody else trying to connect on air. If anybody's connecting, please have your background noise, any radios that you have on, please mute them. Thank you. Go ahead, David.
Sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. Great. So yeah, that song is just about everybody coming together. You know. I said in the beginning, I said I wish the world were like musicians. You know, where we don't care what color you are, as long as you can play. You know. And I wish that the world kind of mirrored that. And so that's what this song is about.
All right, and thank you. Caller area code 513, state your name, please.
Rick Turner, Cincinnati Rick, is what I'm called from the Berks.
All right.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hey, my man.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, on this cold night, I saw you was coming on. I said, I'm going to have to call Lady Diva show up for the first time.
Man. It's good to hear from you, man.
Wow.
Hey, it's great to hear you. Hey, I just heard you and Marcus jamming. I'm back on the scene. Love it, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, you know the season's about to kick off. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I'm there, April 6th, I believe.
Yeah. I do the whole week. So.
Cool.
Yeah, that's my hangout.
All right.
Well, all right. Thank you, Rick. Just hold on and enjoy the conversation, the interview, and the music.
Hey, I definitely will.
Here is everybody.
Bad brother there.
Everybody.
To everybody out there, hello.
All right.
Hey, love each other. Oh, just imagine. We can just jam. Making sweet harmony. Everybody shares their gifting. Doesn't matter what's the skin tone. As long as you get your groove on. Just singing in harmony. Don't matter if you look like me. Imagine that, imagine that. Yeah. Oh.
And I was kind of reluctant, like, oh, man, I don't really, you know. So I went, and we saw, like, Thundercat, which is an amazing jazz artist, and then also Kamasi Washington. And both of those concerts really sparked the creativity in me. And then, you know, they say a child should lead them. My son just kept on bugging me, man, you should make an album that's, you know, with all your influences and all the things that you really do. And that's
right.
Kind of how that came about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. So, Pop, do you do cover songs? And how do you feel about doing cover songs?
I definitely do cover songs. I don't do so many, but I do more live, like at the shows and stuff like that. I just feel like, you know, I want to put my own stamp on it, on the world, you know, and not necessarily what's already been done. But then I do some because I like to pay tribute to some of those amazing artists.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you have any other new music projects coming up in the near future, the end of this year or next year? Can you let us in on some details?
Yes, I'm actually working on the album. I wasn't going to do one for a little while because Rogue took a lot out of me, but I've been inspired lately to kind of start working on a project again. So I'm connecting with a few producers, and I'm going to do something, probably, if not this summer, it'll be by next year, by next summer.
Right. So what is that ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, especially this new album?
Wow. I think that all of my albums tell a story. And, you know, within that story, there's highs, there's lows, there's moments to dance, there's moments to think, there's moments to create babies, you know. there's moments to really reflect. And I think that if people are doing that to my albums, then I feel like I'm a success. You know, that if they're getting what I'm trying to say in these albums, and being able to apply them to their lives,
Thank you for that information.
If they're grooving, if they're grooving, then I feel like I did something.
I want to spin another song. This one's called Velvet Moon. Is there a brief story behind this song here?
It's just another one of those influences. You know, Quincy Jones had that the album The Dude, and it's just, if you listen to Velvet, you know, Moon, it sounds a lot like that, you know, from that era and that time, and that's kind of what I was trying to portray.
Well, you did a very good job in your own way. And I love it, too. I love this one, too. Here is Velvet Moon. Be right back. To call on the show, my guest line number 657-383-0771. Here is Lady Diva and David P. Stevens tonight David. Wow, you're on fire with this new album, Rogue. Can you tell our listeners out there where they can purchase this album at online? What music site?
Absolutely. You can go to cdbaby.com for the physical CDs. And you can also get it everywhere else online as far as the digital downloads. And, of course, you can listen to me on Spotify and Apple Music and all those places where you go to check out music. I'm on there. Just look for David P. Stevens.
All right. So what does that P stands for, your middle name? Would you like to tell us
all
that?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's David Paul Stevens, but because I just used P, people have been turning it into so many other things. So David Party, David P. Funk, I mean, you name it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of David Stevens. That's a great idea. So you're more than welcome to give a shout-out to all those persons that have supported you in your music journey. Go ahead, David.
Oh, sure. I mean, I will always, shout out my parents, Dorothy and David Stevens, and my wife, Robin, and also my guitar teacher who has passed now, but his family, Daryl Johnson, and then my mentor, who I still talk to this day, get guitar tips from. His name is Fred Cooper. And, and just everybody that rocks with me, my band, producer Benjamin Bullock, so many different people. So I'll be here all night.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Now, near in the future, when you do any more new music projects, are you going to add any of these other jazz artists again like you did before?
It all depends on what the song's called for. Like if I hear a certain song, like there's a song on the Rogue album. It's called Equality, and as soon as I heard it, I thought about Take Six. And it's interesting because, somebody said, well, man, how are you going to get in touch with them? And just the way God was, blessed, I was able to get in touch with Mark Kibble from Take Six, and he sang on the project. So, it's like whenever it hits,
yeah.
I have to go and look for the person that fits it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that information. I will play the last song of our show. It will be Nightlife. And I would like to ask you, would you like to give words of wisdom, any advice to those that wants to get into the music industry? Or do you have a message to deliver for those out there in the world?
Yes, absolutely. I would say learn and understand marketing. And learn to understand the business and really pay attention to what other people that you respect are doing as far as, the music, the mixes, the production, even on down to the quality of playing and all of that stuff, because you're competing globally. You're not just, it's not like the days of, you just put out something and hope everybody, will grab onto it. You're actually competing against Norman Brown or you're competing against, So you want to make sure your quality is the same or as theirs. So that would be my advice. Really work on the quality and really work on the marketing and the knowledge of the industry.
Right. So how do you feel how the music industry is today as far as the jazz musicians, the competitiveness in it, the race in it? How you put yourself in it?
I feel blessed to be among the, it's a hard question to answer because I feel blessed to be among the guys who are known and doing it and really going around and touring and everything. And I think there's a whole new tier of younger guys who are really putting in the work. And, you got Julian Vaughn, Lynn Roundtree, Marcus Anderson. I mean, I could just name a whole bunch of us who are running around and touring and everything. We're all friends. We all talk. And it's cool to see us all kind of, moving moving upwards. And so that's really, really an awesome thing.
So I'm encouraged.
I'm encouraged by
it. Okay.
I think it's a new and fiery group of people that's coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information. I would like for you to give your website information and your social sites again, please, David.
Sure, absolutely. My website, again, is davidpstevens.com. Again, that's davidpstevens.com, and all of my social sites are David P. Stevens, so Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information, and thank you, David, for your participation and coming on to the show. Thank you all for your music. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your vibe. Don't
thank
change. You must be a fun person to be around with, and hopefully your new music projects. I hope you'll be a return guest on my show. I really appreciate you coming on.
I would love to return, and thank you so much for having me.
All right. If anybody missed the show, just follow the link. The show is worldwide being recorded, and I want to thank all my listeners. Thank all my supporters. This is Lady Diva signing out. This is Life Nightlife by David P. Stevens. You have a good night, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.